This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Everybody!
Yeah.
Are we going to get copyright infringement on YouTube?
No.
All right.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
In which
first episode goes up, the audio is out immediately.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas comes for us.
19 flags as to stolen copyright content. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But in that case, I'll just record a version of it where I'm like, everybody, let's get into it. Get stomped now. And then Ferris will edit that in and then we'll figure it out. What's that?
I said, yeah.
She just agreed, okay?
I didn't hear. Monday, June 27th. We're all happy and healthy. We're all fappy and wealthy. We all make money from doing this show, and it's okay to explore sexuality.
Can we start over?
Yeah, let's Monday, June 27th. We're all happy and healthy. We're all fappy and wealthy.
So you didn't need to redo it.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I thought it was like an audio issue.
Definitely not, obviously. And we don't have to do it a third time at all. We can
really?
Just power through at this point.
Okay. Yeah. These are the updates I know about each of you. Amir, you got a horrible haircut, you said. I think it looks fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Being sarcastic. I think it's came out well.
It's my best haircut yet.
Low-key fishing for compliments. Do you really think it's just fine?
You've got like a thing sticking up in the back.
Yeah, that's more the headphones.
Ooh. It's like alfalfa-esque.
It sort of looks like a David Young haircut, I would say.
What's that supposed to mean?
Short on the side, a little longer on top.
That's millions of people have that haircut. Yeah. Why specifically David?
I don't know. He's sort of salt and pepper too, which you have.
Okay, that's not a haircut. We're just aging.
Yeah, what is it about all you College Humor guys where like...
We're all 40.
I thought you were 39.
Yeah, but I'm sort of easing my way into it by calling it out right now. Sort of like... I'm telling all you guys all the bad things about me so that you can't freestyle about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how Jeff like constantly makes fun of his thin ankles. It's like, yeah, now here's the mic. Tell these guys something they don't know about me, you know?
Grayson is
speaking
editing
of Gray.
Nice.
No, this is some bittersweet news. Sad news for fans of Ferris. Ferris has decided to step away from the show. But in his stead is going to be Grayson Wise editing not only the video, but the audio.
Huge.
Yeah, we should do like an exit interview.
Audio visual. Oh, it would have been good to have him on this episode.
Yeah. I invited him. He didn't respond.
Jesus.
He's busy.
Yeah. And then Marika, you have You have the clap.
That's, no.
I have NBC's The Slap.
Slamydia.
No, a girl got COVID. Wow. And currently has it, which is why I'm hiding in my room. Tried so hard.
How's your timeline been, like, from the day you were symptomatic until today?
Boy, oh boy. Symptomatic, day one, tested negative with a home test. Second day, tested negative with a home test. Was about to leave to go to physical therapy, and I was like, I think I have a fever. I took my temperature, did have a fever, went to get a PCR test. That was positive. And then the next day, I was positive with a home test.
Interesting. So it took the PCR to sort of make the home test aware enough to
The viral load wasn't high enough yet. So the PCR caught it.
And then what day was the worst in relation to those? Did it get worse after that or
that,
better?
That PCR test day was the worst, and then it's been better ever since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like 2 days bad, like feverish and that sort of thing. But my symptoms have been pretty mild otherwise. And I'm glad, I guess, that it happened right after I got home from my trip as opposed to during it.
Wow, yeah. That would have been sucky.
Yeah, and I left anticipating that I would have to test to get back into the U.S. And then on the trip, they got rid of that thing. So
that's good.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad I wasn't stuck in Canada for,
by the way, Marika, anything you need at all, I'm your guy.
Okay.
She's pretty much feeling better.
It is really thoughtful. I have a roommate that she went and got me some candy yesterday. So
if you
really
need
nice
her,
her
out, I can arrange that.
I don't think so. I don't know how you would arrange it or why, but I'm pretty good.
Set them up with someone irresistible.
She's fine.
Suddenly they have to go over to their house. They're having a great time.
They're
sucking and fucking. And
Jesus Christ.
Excuse me.
At the very yeast, infection or otherwise, they're away from you. And I facilitate
Grayson's
it.
Face is incredulous right now.
Yeah, like, do you keep this stuff in, Grayson, or sort of?
No, absolutely not. This is all going out, and I get to make those sort of executive decisions now.
Yeah, because now it's Grayson cut this out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't really have a good ring to it.
It doesn't, but I didn't want to say that. we've got a lot to get to today. First of all, Kyrie Irving.
What about the sheesh audio, but yeast? Could be something to add to the soundboard later.
Remember the yeast shirt that's definitely still on sale from our drawful game? It was the drawing of Barney, and it said yeast underneath.
What the fuck is wrong with us? This is actively in the store.
You're saying people can buy this?
And they have. They for sure
have. Oh, it's on sale.
Yeah, I had to mark it down at this point.
Yeah.
When was the last time someone bought that? Can you verify that?
Yeah, I'll look. You talk, Jeff, while I'm doing this.
Yeah, I guess the first thing to talk about, specifically Amir, but everybody, I'd love your guys' thoughts. What uniform is Kyrie Irving going to be in come September?
Marika?
I saw that Instagram post, and I assumed it meant he was going to be in a Portland uniform.
Okay, that's a solid guess. I mean, it's definitely not happening, and I think you're thinking of something else, but
cool.
It's an interesting theory.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Damian Lillard. Yeah.
I think he suits up for the Lakers.
You're a huge Kyrie fan, and you also want him to be on the Lakers, so you're just sort of willing it into existence or something.
Well, Woj was reporting this morning specifically that
this will be outdated by the time the episode comes out. Obviously,
we'll know by the time it comes out.
Yeah. But let's hear this week old prognostication so you guys can hold this accountable.
I feel like, well, Woj said that Kyrie's now trying to get his way to the Lakers.
Right.
And I don't know, man. It's just sort of a gut feeling.
Yeah. He'd have to take a $30 million pay cut.
He doesn't care about cash. He's soured his deal with Nike. Uh-huh. He's soured his relationship with the Nets, leaving $17 million on the table.
Right.
Someone bought the shirt on Friday.
No. 3 days ago, somebody bought that yeast shirt.
I'll give him a shout out if it's actually them. Alan John. Congrats.
Wow.
Congrats.
The proud owner of a yeast tea.
A cut so deep, not even I understand the reference.
So Amir, you think he sticks with the Nets?
I do. I think he's just threatening to leave so that they give him the most amount of money and ultimately he'll stay. Okay.
This was in the news today. Kim Kardashian widens her Skims bodysuit crotches for sister Khloe. Quote, your lucky day. It's so rude. Khloe, you would be so proud. I'm in a full Skims shapewear meeting, and guys were making the vagina part in the bodysuit thicker, wider.
Good for her.
But don't... This is a weird way of... just for you, Khloe, widening it. This is so rude.
That is really funny.
Maybe she's been complaining about it for a while, so it's not like, hey, you're just a wider vagina girl that I know.
Hold on, scroll up. There's a quote. This.
So you know you guys make fun of me for having a bigger vagina than most? Nobody replies to that. Anyway.
And it's amazing, but it's just a sliver. The vagina needs a little bit more fabric, just a little wider. Grayson, what are your thoughts here in terms of vulvic width?
Yeah. And why?
Yeah.
Grayson,
honestly,
wide.
My first thought was, do you actually use Apple News?
Okay, boomer. Nice.
Got him.
Everybody.
I started using Apple News because Google News
loud.
Just wasn't cutting.
You're yelling. Just either lower the mic, relax a little bit.
I did turn my volume down right as you said that.
You feel threatened or something.
It's an aggregate. So I don't have to scroll through all these separate news stories and sites to find nonsense for this show.
Remember RSS aggregators? That was like a big thing in the early aughts.
Remember when Jake and Amir videos got millions of views?
Oh my God.
What are the numbers like on If I Were You now?
Don't tell him.
Less than a million, obviously. Just... It's not really fair to compare podcast to video, right?
Well, you do a video podcast.
Yeah, in a way. It's just that these were, you know, it's like early TV, like even like the fourth show got 30 million viewers per episode, like Murphy Brown or something. You can't compare that to today because there's just so many options. Remember in Back to the Future 2 when Biff is like, let's go to channel 611, 1206, and everyone's like, holy shit, imagine having that many channels in the future. Yeah, we're here. We have that many channels. If I want to watch Spectrum Sports, then I have to go to 318. Like, that's just, we're oversaturated. So to say that the podcast doesn't get a million views, no podcast
does. No, and you're
does.
Right. I mean, I get that, like, it goes without saying that we're in a changing media landscape. What I'm trying to say is there's still must-see TV. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to see Succession. Everybody wants to see Euphoria. You're not it. You're not it. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Neither
you're
are you.
You're not must-see.
Yeah. You're musty.
That was nice.
You just sort of, you talked about Khloe Kardashian's vagina and then made fun of me for a little bit.
Oh, this is interesting. Been getting into Amaro recently.
Nice.
What is
Amaro's
that?
Good. I said nice. Amaro's good.
This is Amaro Nonino, which I believe is derived from hazelnuts. It's sort of a sweeter thang.
That's cool, man. That's great.
You obviously haven't opened the bottle, so you're not getting into it. Somebody gave you a gift.
This is the first episode where I've genuinely felt uncomfortable.
You forget that we're recording.
I will eat your ass.
Grayson, let's get an update on your cock.
What did I just say?
You said you were uncomfortable, so I was trying to like, yeah. Okay, let me rephrase. When was the last time you thought to yourself, I'm about to dive?
Never.
Really?
When was the last time you thought that to yourself?
Friday.
You thought you were going to die?
Dive into that. Yeah, sorry. But
pussy?
Sorry, okay. but Grayson, can you edit in Brad saying pussy?
4 weeks ago.
Yeah. What is your guys' favorite memory year to date? That's what I have written here.
Like, since January 1st?
Yes.
How about Topgolf with the homies? Going fucking yard. Look at this stroke.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Amir's referencing us playing Topgolf on the HeadGum Retreat in May.
Oh, no. I went again with my cousins last weekend. That's what I
meant.
How
was that?
It was really awesome. It was fun. Because there wasn't any of like the nasty competition that kind of created this black cloud over the entire all-hands. Yeah.
Katie almost
off-site.
Pushed you off the edge.
Yes,
we were
exactly.
On the top row.
She sort of was urged to tackle me off the third story of the Topgolf, and she did it like in a fake way, but I almost slipped off. And so when I went with my cousins, we did the bottom row, and it felt stable emotionally, physically. And my stroke felt a lot better. So I would say that was my highlight. My low light, I don't know if we're doing that yet. Jeff?
Sure.
Yeah. A lot of times during the offsite, I felt othered. Let's leave it at that. But I was alienated to a fault.
I feel like most people... did
hard for an offsite for your own company
to feel sort of like separated. Oftentimes you guys would go places and I would have to Uber like trailing behind the bus, the party bus.
You spent a lot of time in your room though.
Yeah, because it was dark in there. And it
was
so bright.
We all walked to get snacks and we just saw you sitting in the hot tub at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Alone.
It was off. It was
you were wearing a rash
degrees. Guard. Attached to a boogie board that was in the pool. Just in case a party broke out.
Also, your bold vision. We did this workshop where we wrote our bold visions, which is like, goals that you have in a paragraph format. Yours was really dark. Your goals are so low.
I did a bold vision. I did an underlined vision. I did an italicized vision. I did visions of all sorts of upper and lowercase. I just went sort of stream of consciousness / ham on that shit. And some of it, yeah, was sort of the bar was low. Like, I just wanted to sleep once a day.
Yeah, you said you wanted to try quiche and give it another chance.
easy come, easy go. I'm curious what your guys' highlights of the year have been. I feel like I'm co-opting the entire segment. I don't mean to.
You do.
Grayson?
I haven't thought of a joke answer yet, so my just honest, sincere answer is my friend's wedding that I went to on January 15th.
That's nice.
But that was really cold? Early in the year. So it was in Ohio in January.
Wow. They must have gotten a great deal. I'm looking. That was a Tuesday, right?
That's fun.
How is Cincinnati in the winter?
He's from Columbus.
What's
my
taking your headphone off won't make you hear me more.
What's weird is that I actually
podcast.
I had said Ohio, but I was in Cincinnati, so it is weird that you knew that.
Nice.
Yeah, hate to give him a win for that.
Yeah. What was the wording of the question?
What was your highlight of the of the year to date?
Highlight of the year to date. My highlight of the year to date, probably vacation I just got back from, which no one has asked me about, which is fine.
Probably.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
That was really fun, as we all know. I successfully went to the 24 hours of Le Mans, as I said that I would. Had a great time just watching cars. They're very loud, and when you camp close to the track, they just go around all night and are super, super loud, so that's fun.
Did you sleep?
I did sleep. I slept a little bit on the actual race day, and then... What I did not know about France is that it gets dark at 11 p.m. for some insane reason.
Is that true?
Like, yes.
I guess it's very far north.
But, like, I don't know. I guess, like, I've been to London is further north, and I don't feel like I've experienced that there.
Oh, interesting.
But
I guess you were there for the longest day of the year.
Yeah, that's true. But it got dark at, like, 11 and got light at like 5:30 in the morning, and in a tent that meant as soon as it hit like midnight it was freezing cold, and then as soon as it got light out the sun was just beating down on the tent and it was super hot, so that was fun. But I did manage to sleep. It was a pretty nice tent, and Michael Fassbender didn't die, which was great. So happy for him. He finished the race, and by that he did race. So the drivers are in teams of three, basically. And on his team, he's like the bronze driver. He's like the lowest level. And bronze drivers are required to do 6 hours in the car. And he did 6 hours in 1 minute. And they were like, everybody else, you can do it. So he didn't actually, like, he wasn't the one that crossed the finish line, but he didn't die, which is great. I kind of witnessed him crash in a way that was not his fault. Someone crashed into him at like a corner that I was by, so I like ran over there to see, but he had like already escaped the gravel trap by that point and gone back to the pit lane.
You were gone for a couple weeks. It felt like the majority of it was you like testing the limits on how close you could get to the track. You were on the grid at one point.
I was on
doing
the
gritty.
Yeah, on Friday at Le Mans, they had a pit walk, so you could like walk through the pit lane. which is so really sick. Cool. And then they also just like open up the entire track. And so people were like biking the 8 miles around it. And I saw some people running when they're crazy for that. but then at the end of the race, you could go on and watch the podium ceremonies. So my friend and I like got to a gate in time and got like a pretty good spot watching the podium ceremony. And then we were like, before we got there, we were talking to the people that ran our campsite and we're like, so do you guys have buses running back to the campsite after the race? And they were like, no. And we were like, how are we supposed to get back? Because it's like a 45 minute walk, like out of the like main park area back to the campground. And then they were like, you can just walk along the track and back to the campsite. So like our campsite was on one of the like viewing points in the track. And so we truly just like walked backwards.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was fun. And it was like the part of the track we hadn't seen. So that was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got pretty close to the tire wall. I found some pieces of car on the ground.
Did you take them?
Yeah, I took one. It's like weird carbon fiber.
I took an entire wheel.
Someone, I think, so basically the same thing happened at the Formula One race, and it was like someone, I think, truly took some piece of a car. Like they found a really large, like, I don't know, like axle type thing. I don't know. I just saw someone carrying like a huge piece of metal.
Oh my god. Down the track. Illegal.
Yeah. People were like ripping off signs, like an exit sign from the track.
This was a riot.
Kind of. It was like truly insane. I don't have any pictures, but like at the podium ceremony for the Canadian Grand Prix, people were like climbing on the fence to watch. I don't have any pictures of people, but they were just like sitting on this like super tall fence, and like it was super crowded. I'll find a photo.
Would you say you like France more or French Canada more?
I think I liked French Canada more.
Wow,
that's crazy that yeah. You liked French Canada more.
I don't know. I I got really tired of France really fast. I didn't have a good time eating in France because I don't eat red meat and I don't like raw cheese. I eat unmelted cheese. So that really puts a damper on a lot of French cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
That was rough. No, I mean, Paris was fine.
Was fine. It's no Montreal.
Paris is
Paris
fine.
Paris is fine. it was a lot of fun. I just, the last day I was there was definitely my worst day, and I got ridiculed by two people about my drink orders, which was
what were your drink orders?
All right, so I went
hot
to
ketchup and wine.
Here's what
is
happened
this the day you got COVID, you think, that last day?
No. This was in Paris, and then I got COVID from the Montreal airport because of flight delays and having to sit there for 7 hours. But on our last day in Paris, I went to a coffee shop that I saw had one iced coffee, two oat milk, rare to find in a coffee shop in Paris. So I was like, great, I will ask for an iced coffee with oat milk and they won't be mad at me or confused. And so I did. I paid for it, sat down. The lady brought an iced coffee without oat milk in it over to me and said something really fast, kind of in French, about the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I tasted it. It was fine. I was like, can I get that oat milk? The barista turned around to me. He was like, I can give you the oat milk, but it's going to cover up the flavors of the coffee. And I was like...
Yeah, that's the point,
I'd
honey.
Still
I'm
like
from America. I know how to drink.
It's like, I'd still like it, please. But then I was like, I definitely can't put sugar in this, which I would have done.
How dare you ruin this beautiful, bitter flavor?
So that was crazy. And then the end of that day, I told my friend that I would eat Indian food or Italian food because we'd been eating like a lot of like Asian cuisine. And for some reason, he picked a French restaurant. And so we went to this French restaurant where I could have two items on the menu. And I ordered an Aperol Spritz, and the waitress was like, oh, we don't have that. Like, we don't have touristy drinks like that on the menu. I could make you a Campari soda. And I was like looking at an entire full bar, and I was like, do you have anything you'd recommend then? And she was like, no, like, we don't make cocktails. And I was like, I can see chartreuse behind you. What do you mean?
Also, Campari soda is basically an Aperol spritz.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so you just don't have Aperol. You have a wine cellar, so clearly you probably have Prosecco. Like,
don't be mad.
Yeah. It was nuts. And I, like, jokingly was like, I can't wait to get out of this country. And my friend took me very seriously. But yeah, so that was my last day in France. So I had had enough with them and their toots. Otherwise, everyone was perfectly lovely.
How close did you get to drivers?
I got pretty close. There was a driver's parade on the Friday before the race where they like sit in old cars and get driven around the town of Le Mans.
Yeah.
And so my friend and I went to that and were like standing by the route pretty close to Michael Fassbender.
That's crazy.
They also like threw things at people. Like they threw like little souvenirs and stuff and like t-shirts and hats.
Michael Fassbender cornering you and throwing a tire.
Do they ever call him Michael Fender Bender because of the car accidents? Yeah, you said he was rear-ended at one point.
Also, you said he wasn't that bad. Was he Michael Fassbender?
Nice. Very good. Here's him going
bad
by.
Bad car, by the way. That's like a... Is that a Dodge Challenger?
It's a Volkswagen Jetta.
It's a must. It's absolutely a Mustang, so chill out.
Holy shit. I'm sorry. Jesus. We have to take a break on that note. Ad-wise. This is just for ads. It's not for anything else.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay. Okay. Mariko's
How
what's
is that?
That? Jesus Christ. Mariko was just telling us that she was in Paris at the same time as Riley, in the same cemetery at Père Lachaise.
But you didn't see each other.
Mm-mm. And because she was on vacation with her mom, and I was like, I think I'm going to the cemetery and some other places. And she was like, oh, I think I'm going there too. But then we only found out after that we were there at the exact same time. But it definitely would have been really hard to find someone in there. It's like super, the map was bad and it was confusing. But it would have been adorable if we had like turned the corner at a grave and then saw each other.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
At a grave.
You're in grave danger.
Welcome to Late Debates. This is a new series that I'm thinking of starting where we debate things that have already been settled.
Okay.
On this episode, should you be able to install gas stoves in New York City 2022?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Gas stoves, easier to cook on. I have a gas stove in New York City. So I'm gonna go yes.
So much going
How long
on.
Is this?
It's a pretty good remix, actually. Also, Disneyland Paris is pretty cool.
Damn, Daniel.
Jeff
is melting.
Are you changing the volume of it?
Hyperspace Mountain goes upside down at Euro Disney, so that was really awesome. Phantom Manor was cool.
That was easy.
Pirates of the Caribbean, always a classic.
You guys, I'm not this good at audio editing, so someone has to stop.
He's broken. Jesus Christ.
Game over.
So Marika kind of settled it. You should be able to install gas stoves.
That's a lot.
Yeah. No way.
This is no way. Jeopardy!
Jesus Christ. It's caviar.
Saw that. Definitely saw that. You were ordering lunch?
Also, I have a heart out in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll be out. Welcome to Jeopardy Summer Edition.
What was that last thing, the gas stoves? Seems like... We didn't do it in the first half, so you just wanted to cram it in there and then sort of move on to the next segment.
That was the Marika can't talk anymore segue.
We have to get to this segment. We could still talk about your trip during this, but this is Jeopardy Summer Edition. The categories are Sunning Your Asshole, Lake Getaways, Grayson's Follies, Cookout
Sides. Does that have to do with the summer?
And Summer Nights with Your Boo. What does Grayson's Follies have to do with the summer?
Yeah.
Well, Grayson, didn't you move to New York in the fall?
Yeah.
So there you go. Grayson controls the board. Youngest first. Your call.
I would love Summer Nights with Your Boo for 200.
Summer Nights with Your Boo for 200. Karate Kid style beach bonfire.
What is a way to spend a summer night with your boo? It's the only possible
what
question
is
slash answer.
Dangerous.
I'll give you that one, Marika. The question we were looking for is, where did Jeff get beat up last?
What is Marika, a Karate Kid style beach bonfire?
Have you seen Karate Kid?
No.
Okay.
Marika controls the board.
Let's go cook out sides for 300.
Cook out sides for 300. By the way, shout out to all the Southern listeners, because I could have said barbecue.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Lysol.
What are wipes?
Not technically wrong.
So then it's right?
In a way. What is the best way to clean up after you spill beans all over your trousers or something like that?
That would probably be tied. Grayson?
What is the worst flavor milkshake at cookout?
Wrong. You're looking for what inedible product would make a good barbecue hors d'oeuvre.
I know that the answer, you're supposed to save the answer to a Jeopardy question as a question, but the answer is not a question and shouldn't be a question. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we need more hints, more context clues, basically.
All right. Well, Amir, why don't you control the board?
Yeah, sure. Grayson's Follies for 100.
Grayson's what? Follies for 100. Taking a first date to the Tenement Museum.
Can I ask for a clarification?
Yeah.
What's the Tenement Museum?
It's a museum on the Lower East Side of New York that sort of shows people how the less fortunate had to live, mainly immigrants, after getting off boats.
Okay, sorry. I feel like I really brought the mood down with that question.
Well, it's sort of sad to talk about.
What is a bad first date that Grayson went on?
Correct.
Once?
What is one of Grayson's follies?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think I get this one.
Amir, you control the board.
Let's see Grayson's Follies for 2 now.
Grayson's Follies for 200 walks to the Tenement Museum.
What are Grayson's Follies?
It's a little too broad.
What is how Grayson gets to his date at the Tenement Museum?
Amir, why don't you get an answer in, and then the closer one, I'll give it to one of you guys.
What is the way Grayson began one of his follies?
I'll give it to Amir. It's what does Grayson do when he has a little too much wine? Sorry.
I'll do Lake... No, I'll do Grayson's Follies for 300, since we're in the zone.
Near the Tenement Museum.
Where does Grayson vomit from drinking too much wine on his date?
You're overthinking it.
I'm adequately thinking.
Where does Grayson want to live?
That's correct.
Wow.
Where did Grayson initially try to move?
Nice.
Marika controls the board. Grayson, you're really bringing up the rear here.
I thought I was team one.
You're team two.
Let's go cook outsides for 200.
Cook outsides for 200. Boar gravy.
What is the optimal sauce?
I'll give you that one. It's what Thanksgiving side is primed for a summer resurgence. Marika controls the board, pulling away with 700.
Yeah, let's go cook outsides for 100.
Potatoes au raton.
Jesus.
What would be a bad cookout side because they're too hot and cheesy?
That's almost the inverse of the correct answer.
What is the perfect side?
Correct. What hot yam dish is perfect for summer days?
Not a yam dish.
Yeah. Spud, then. Whatever. Marika controls the board.
Whatever is right.
800.
Whatever is right. What you did was wrong. Yeah. Wow.
Let's go Lake Getaways for 200.
Lake Getaways for 200, no.
What is my answer when Jeff asks if I want to go to Lake Tahoe for the summer.
This sucks.
Lake getaways, no. What would, why is it good to see a lake?
What would I, is it good to see a lake?
What are these answers?
Well, the answer is no, which is really broad. The real question is, what could the question
is
be?
No.
Wise.
What is a sea getaway a lake getaway?
I'll give you that one. Is Silver Lake, the neighborhood in LA, a lake getaway? Grayson controls the board.
Lake getaways for 100.
Lake getaways for 100. San Diego.
What is an impossible place to have a lake getaway?
Because correct. There are no lakes. What Southern California metropole is not a lake getaway? Amir controls the board.
I somehow feel worse when I get it right. That being said, I'm absolutely ready to dominate sunning your asshole for 100.
Spreading your cheeks beneath the daylight.
What is sunning your asshole?
Correct. More specifically, no, what is way the best way to absorb vitamin D? Amir?
Let's go sunning your asshole.
That's not like a suppository.
5:44 a.m.
What is the earliest time to start sunning your asshole?
That's correct. Amir,
wait, I didn't see the answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
When is the that absolute earliest
time? In France, you could do
asshole
earlier.
That's right. That's why the French are so, well, healthy. Let's finish it up for the full sweep. Sunning that ass.
Sun his asshole.
What did Grayson do at a lake retreat?
Get away.
Whatever.
Die.
My only guess is that is that Amir is in the answer.
Oh. Ah. I bet this will have something to do with the Supreme Court.
What did Jeff do at the beach?
I'll give you that one. It's what is Jeff going to do at the office tomorrow?
Better really not.
Marika in the lead with 1,100. Amir in second place with 700. Still time. And Grayson, you're pretty much out of the game. But
he won money
on the board.
Marika?
Let's go Summer Nights with Your Boo for 300.
Summer Nights with Your Boo for 300. Watching the fireworks on the 4th of July.
What is a bad way to spend a day?
What is a good way to spend a day?
What can't you do in France with your boo? Because they don't celebrate American Independence Day abroad. Final answer.
The fuck correct answer is, what will Jeff be doing the next time he experiences erectile dysfunction?
Why do you have the date planned?
It's not that I have the date planned. It's just that fireworks really make me nervous. They put me in my head for sure. Grayson controls the board.
Lake getaways for 300.
Lake getaways for 300. Tahoe.
What's a lake?
What's a lake? You were so certain. You said it so fast.
I was really eager.
What is the what is where did Jeff sun his ass and have a little dick at? Oh, come on. The other question.
You.
The other answers were exactly
where's
that.
Jeff going to be watching fireworks?
correct answer is, what Chevy SUV is reminiscent of a lake getaway?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Crazy that I didn't get those points.
Last one. Drive up to make out point.
Where?
Make out point!
That was my answer.
Honest? That's close.
Wow.
Don't yawn. It's entertaining.
This game sucks.
You suck.
It's impossible to win or lose.
I'm winning, though.
Yeah.
It is possible to win.
And lose,
on the plus
really.
Side, at least, he's not doing negative points for wrong answers, which is how the game Jeopardy works.
True. Let's see your let's see that caviar tab again.
I'd love to know what you're planning on ordering.
I was considering
an acai.
Actually, I hadn't looked at all. Listen, there's only one left. I don't know why you guys are dragging your fucking
I
feet.
I answered.
What did you say?
I said where? Question.
What's a weird place for Jeff's parents to drive him on his birthday?
I'll give you that one, I guess. We were looking for what's something Jeff won't do this summer. Holy shit. This is interesting. Marika won.
Why is that interesting?
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Jeopardy!
Instantly happy about how it went.
The song is timeless. Absolute banger.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? Marika, let's start with you because you have to leave.
Follow me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, at Marika Elon. We've got a new show on the HeadGum Network, which is Tig and Cheryl's True Story. Check it out.
I love Cheryl Hines.
Yeah. Really exciting. Happy to have them aboard. Obviously, it's a show that already existed, so you can listen to a bunch of episodes already.
Are they going to record out of the office?
I don't think so, but I don't know for sure. Maybe occasionally.
Be so sick. I'd love to. Is Cheryl Hines single?
We don't have time for this, but that's
all. I
think
she's dating and are married to a Kennedy. And you are probably
not.
The polar opposite.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good thing.
Jesus Christ. Oh, pull up caviar again. But yeah, that's my plugs.
There's no way this guy's good in bed.
Jeff is looking
let's
at a photo
go,
of himself.
Let's go.
I mean, there's just no way.
Grayson.
What?
There's no way this guy's good in bed.
Grayson, come on.
Are we going to have two recording files now?
Yep.
They'll be sure. Exported as one.
All right. plugs, just Google search the name Grayson and follow whatever link comes up first.
I'd love to know, actually.
Blumenfeld?
Been working on a new smile, bottom teeth only.
Bad.
Sort of elongates my face in a way that is more traditionally handsome.
What do you want people to do with that information?
Oh, follow me on Twitter.
Of course.
Get with it.
Get with it.
Yeah, and you can so follow bad. Me on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. We'll see you guys again next week. Until
I'm
next
like Mr. Potato Head.
Etc.
Yeah.
We should probably cut the that part at the end there.
Which part? All of it?
Yeah, from the beginning of Jeopardy on.
Jeopardy was pretty good.
Oh, he froze.
No,
I didn't.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.